good to have you here on Your Rancher Radio, the podcast. I'm Jim Watkins, and we've got so much good stuff to talk about today, including growth numbers. How is the Revelation doing? We'll share with you some good news that I've received from the Arantia Foundation. Also, there's a great conference coming up. I want to share with you some information about that. And then also, how, as a Urantian, do we deal with certain things like, a pandemic? What is our role as carriers of the Revelation, and how do we personally deal with things like what we're going through today with coronavirus? So a lot to talk about. Stay with me. First of all, I want to share with you the good news that the Urantia Radio podcast is growing. It always gives me so much great pleasure to check every week and to see how the numbers are growing. And not only are the numbers growing, but the places from where people are listening is also expanding outward. And so I want to take just a moment, and thank you for personally making my podcast part of your library. And all I can do is say continue to support what we do here, because it's all about the Revelation. It's all about, you know, basically sharing the news, the good news of the gospel. And what is the good news of the gospel? That's a good question, isn't it? The good news of the gospel is the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood because of our relationship with the Father, our spiritual creator. That's the message, right? Not too complicated. It gets complicated because people have a way of complicating things. But and even the Urantia book, which is not the easiest document in the world to absorb, presents concepts that are very complicated. But at the root of all of it is the very truth that we are not alone. We are spiritually endowed by our Creator, and we have purpose, and that the universe has purpose, and everything that we do goes towards the growth of the Supreme and God's desire to achieve experiential perfection. And with that in mind, so here we are in the face of a pandemic, or at least it looks like a pandemic, but they haven't said it officially. And all this week, for me, because of my background in media and also my keen and general interest in things going on, my general curiosity, I've been following this coronavirus since the very beginning. And anybody, if you were to ask anybody in my circle of influence or my family, they would tell you, yeah, that's what Jim's been talking about all week. And in fact, I've even gone to the extra level of putting out information on a daily basis based on facts and assessments that are based on science, so as to give people a way of getting the right information, clear of all the noise and chatter. Now, why did I do that? Well, that's what I kind of want to talk about, because when you read the Revelation, you know, I think it's the second discourse on religion in the life and teachings of Jesus. I think it's paper 155. And he talks about all things are religious to a person who believes in God. So in any earthly capacity, you can be serving the Father simply by serving your fellow men. And so when I take it upon myself, or when you take it upon yourself, to do things for other people, that is God flowing through you. And you know that. And that is how we, as people who are of faith, deal with these kinds of things that happen in the history of man. You know, we go through all kinds of, you know, different, you know, events, whether it's war or battle, a horrible disaster, a terrorist attack, flooding, the weather events that occur. And now, of course, we have this virus that's spreading. It's a new virus. It's something that's being introduced into the human food chain. And it's frightening when you hear people saying, oh, it's spreading, it's spreading. Well, of course it's spreading. That's what people do. We spread things. There are all kinds of microbes that are being spread every day between people that don't do anything to us. And so what I'm confident in is two things. One is that I know the angels are also working on our behalf. We know this because we know there is a seraphic supervisorial group of angels who help us in our lives, help bring the right people together to accomplish goals that will serve in the interest of human beings and brotherhood. And so we know that there's that element, the forces of nature, the forces of the universe are working on our behalf. That's number one. Number two, we live in a time where there is so much technology and there is so much communication. You couldn't even calculate the difference between how things are now and how they were in 1918 when the Spanish flu erupted. You know, people died. They didn't even know about the Spanish flu by the time they got it. In this day and age, everybody knows about coronavirus. What we do know is that China probably goofed in their denying it. It allowed it to spread exponentially, and that's why they're having the crisis. But if you look hard and deep at the numbers, it was that 3 to 6 week gestation period where the virus spread, and we still don't know the exact origins of the virus. We'll leave that for the others to discuss. But the point is that we have the technology, and we have the brain power, and we have the cooperative efforts of all of these nations working in tandem with one another. And those advantages are incredible. And by sheer numbers, the amount of people who actually get really sick from this virus just a little bit higher than a lot of the other influenzas that we deal with on an annual basis. Not to belittle this, and certainly when you see the people wearing the protective gear, that's because of the unpredictability of the virus. We don't know. And again, because we got a shock when China suddenly announced that all these people were dying. Had we been part of that process in the early stages, they would have been able, A, to prevent the spread and the quick infection and the suddenness of this. They were trying to contain a time bomb, a ticking time bomb, and they only had 8 weeks to do it. And, of course, it exploded on them, and that's why we're having the problems we're having today. But as a Urantian, I'm fairly confident that humankind will solve this issue in a relatively quick time, and things will get back to normal, and we can all be ourselves. That's where we stand today. Who knows how it'll be? But for me, personally, I felt like it was a call to action. You know, these are the times where you separate the, whatever that expression is, the chaff from the wheat. And I think that's what all of this is about. And I got great encouragement by reading, I think it was in last week's podcast, if you check it out, about why bad things happen and what they do for us in building the kinds of character that God wants to build. Okay, so let's get on to some really, really good news. So the Urantia Foundation sent me the 2019 figures. So when you ask, well, how is the Revelation doing? Well, the Revelation is doing very well. In terms of book sales, over 19,100 books were sold in 2019. The top four languages in which the books were sold were English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Polish. Now, here's what's cool. Downloads from the book, 88,015 and 23,000. So that's well over 100,000. People or times that the Urantia book has been downloaded into people's personal devices. That's fantastic, isn't it? You have 100,000 people last year who decided, I want the Urantia book on my smartphone or my tablet. I want to read it. Because of the increased volume in sales, the Urantia Foundation printed 21,228 books in five languages. Four translations, Greek, Hebrew, Japanese, and Czech, also were published online in 2019. And the development of the Android app and an enhanced ebook were started in 2019 and will be completed this year. And the Urantia Press is publishing its second title, The Untold Story of Jesus. Other good news, Urantia Book Internet School, which I've had the pleasure of attending, and I encourage you to do it. It's a lot of fun. If you like to write and you like to read what other people have to say about things, it's a great way to collaborate and learn things from others, especially if you're in a remote location like Alaska or, you know, somewhere where you're not close by a Urantia community. There were 20 classes in English taken by 243 students this past year, 243 students from 19 countries. 9 classes were conducted in French and were taken by 100 students from 15 countries, and 10 classes in Spanish were taken by 140 students from 16 different countries, and 1 class in Portuguese. 25 students took that class from 3 different countries. So the Urantia revelation is spreading, and it's good. 758 people generously gave to the Urantia Foundation fundraising projects. Equally important, the estate contributions, more than $1 million, was given to the foundation last year. Most estate donations go into Revelation Bridge, which is an endowment fund set aside for future generations. So that's basically the nuts and bolts of it. It's encouraging, really. It's absolutely encouraging to know that the Urantia revelation is growing. I've said on this program that I don't anticipate that Urantia will trend anytime soon, simply because of the sort of material age that we're in. But I do think that the smart ones are getting it, and that's encouraging to me. So even without fanfare and without a lot of marketing and all kinds of pitching and media, this thing is growing grassroots-wise, I think, very good. And finally, I want to talk to you about the 11th Annual International Conference for the Urantia Association International, which is being held at the Sacred Valley of the Incas in, and I hope I get this right, the Urubamba, Cusco, and hosted by the Urantia Association of Peru. And that is going to be March 31st, which is coming up. Registration before March 31st, and it is taking place in April in Urubamba, Cusco, Peru, April 22nd through the 25th. And the theme will be Towards Cosmic Citizenship. Your time has come. I know there's a phone number here somewhere. Oh, there is. Is there a phone number? There is not. So what we'll do here is tell you to go to the Urantia Association website, and I can give that to you. I'll tell you what, go to urantiaradio.net, and I will put this event on our events page. How's that? urantiaradio.net, and the information on the conference in Peru coming up in April is posted there. And that will wrap it up this time up on the Urantia Radio broadcast. Next time we're going to talk about Reserve Corps of Destiny. Someone had emailed me about that topic as it pertained actually to the coronavirus, and I wanted to address that, and we'll save that for the next episode coming up next time. Thank you again for joining me on Urantia Radio. As always, we are so appreciative of your support, and we look forward to serving you, sharing, and teaching the revelation as we do. The Urantia Radio website, a sole production of urantiaradio.net. Till next time, have a good one. God bless.